A lot of us are still processing this week's election, wondering what our communities will look like when President-elect Trump takes office after the start of the year. But we've also seen some troubling reactions in our schools and cities the past few days. Even here in Utah, the Granite School District reported several instances of bullying or discriminating comments between classmates. Today, Salt Lake County Council member Amy Winder Newton shared her thoughts about the situation in a blog post, and we want to share them with you. The councilman is with me live now on the KSL Newsline. Thank you so much. What are you thinking about the tone of the dialogue after the election?
You know, I'm really disappointed in the divisiveness that we see. I think it's especially disappointing because when we're talking about our children, these youngsters, they don't understand a lot of, you know, the things that are happening. And so that's where I get really concerned is what they're internalizing.
What is the role of parents, of teachers, community leaders in making sure, first of all, there's no discrimination, and second of all, that protest is orderly?
Well, I think it's important that we don't step on someone's First Amendment rights. You know, we've seen today in some of our schools, a lot in my district specifically, where the students have left the classroom and gone out to protest. And I think peaceful protests, I mean, those are good. Those are okay. People can do that. We have the right to do that. Where I get very concerned is when we hear of teachers, I mean, we've heard instances where teachers have made inappropriate comments to students who supported Trump, for instance, or other students are telling their friends, you know, that they need to go back to their country or that they don't belong here. I think this is representative of things that they're hearing at home. So as parents, we have a huge responsibility to make sure our dialogue at home, even if we're joking or just being flippant, we need to recognize there's little ears listening, and those kids can maybe misinterpret what the meaning is. And so I think it's interesting because some of these kids probably were hearing parents at home saying, oh, no, if Trump wins, you know, this and this and this are going to happen. And others may have actually heard racist comments from their parents. I don't know, but it's a disappointment. We're better than this in Utah. We can do better.
What do you think of the high school protests today? Some 300 kids in the Granite District walked out of their classes.
You know, it's funny. I was actually just talking with someone and telling them how when I was in junior high, there was a protest, and probably 75% of the students walked out of the classroom and were out on the track area of the school. And, you know, I think there's no way those administrators can keep those kids in. I mean, the schools are not a prison. So the best thing to do is what the administrators at Granite School District did, which is let them have a peaceful protest, make sure no one's getting hurt, make sure that it is orderly and that there's protection and that they are able to express their thoughts. But there's no way 5 or 6 administrators can corral 200 or 300 kids.
You know, Amy, I'm remembering back when I was a kid. That's exactly what the school did when we had a protest. It was against Watergate or George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. I don't remember. But I remember they were really responsible in handling that. And we hope that continues along here in Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County.
Yeah, and we're seeing that. I think Granite School District has done a tremendous job in handling that. I know Superintendent Bates has put out an email to the teachers and the administrators in the schools talking about how important it is for them to not discriminate against students, and that these are all our students. They're all our children. It doesn't matter race, color, religion, who they voted for, or who they supported in the election. None of that matters. What matters is these are all youngsters that they have a responsibility to educate, and we need to love all of them.